Hi, everybody. Welcome back for another bite-sized political podcast. And one of the things that I think a lot of us have in common is a clear view that when it comes to children, parents carry full responsibility for the upbringing of their kids. It is not a matter for the state. It's not a matter for any other institution. Responsibility lies entirely with the people who brought that child into the world. Now I want to talk about Nicola Sturgeon, because she came out with one of the most totalitarian and authoritarian comments I've ever heard. And I want you to listen to this, because this is the absolute state that Scotland is in. Hang on. Here we go.
Minister, I have many, many, many different responsibilities, but there is no responsibility that I have that is more important than my responsibility as the chief corporate parent in Scotland. Chief Mammy, as I prefer to describe it.
Got that? Chief corporate parent in Scotland. Chief Mammy, as she prefers. And that is instantly met by cheers from an all-female SNP crowd. One of the things that worries me about the sort of women who go into politics is, what sort of people are they exactly, these women who see themselves as, and as she has just done, she's defined herself as a chief corporate parent. There is no such thing as a corporate parent. And the delusion that she is the chief mammy is absolutely grotesque. What she's sort of saying is that, hey, every mother in Scotland, you may have a job, but I oversee all of you. I make the rules as regards your children. In a sense, your children are my children, which is not surprising considering that Sturgeon doesn't have any children herself. It's funny how so many women in politics don't have children. Bit weird, but okay. So that's the claim that Sturgeon's making. She's making the claim that she essentially holds first title to Scotland's children, because as she says, she is the chief mammy. She's the chief mammy. So when it comes to you instilling values into your child, how you want to bring your children up, you know, with things that you want to teach them that are important, the values that you want to instill within them, well, you better make sure you've cleared them with Nicola Sturgeon first. If you haven't done that, then you're going against the chief mammy, and you might need to be taken in, or maybe your children need to be taken off you. Because if you're absolutely going to disregard the role of the chief corporate parent, well, then I'm afraid that shows you in a very bad light. That's the state Scotland's in. It's no bloody wonder they can't define what a man or a woman is, because they're simultaneously suggesting that Sturgeon is the chief corporate parent. Scotland's so screwed under the SNP. Yes, I understand that England's got massive problems. Same in Wales, same here in Northern Ireland. But Scotland seems particularly extremist with these kind of comments coming out. And as I say, it bothers me that when she comes out with something so egregious as that, it's met with howls of cheers and clapping by an all-female audience. Who are these women who applaud Nicola Sturgeon? Are they mothers? Are they mothers who subjugate their children to Nicola Sturgeon? Or are they childless, like Nicola Sturgeon? Which exactly are they? And how dare any politician have the grandiosity to think that they essentially are the chief corporatist parent? I mean, I'm not sure where this language comes from. Which is it Marxism? It might be, I suppose. Is it something worse or deeper and more evil than that? I'm not sure. But I would think that, just FYI, you know, my children, when I was bringing them up, were my children to the came of adult age. And it was for me and my wife to bring them up as we saw fit, and to teach them the things that we believed, and to talk about the things that we believed, and to educate them in the things that we believed in. That's what we did. That's what all, I think, decent parents should do. But in Scotland, it seems that, well, don't worry about that too much. Just you go out and work, send your kids into nursery. We'll take care of them in the state. We'll make sure we teach them the right values. Send them into our state schools. We'll make sure we teach them the right values. Send them to Scottish University. We'll teach them the right values there. So when they come out age 21 or 22, what we've produced is an absolute generation of individuals who've been brainwashed by the state into statism. And then those individuals will vote for the state and for the statist parties. And so it goes. It's really obvious what's going on. If there has been a revolution over the past 50 years or so, it's been a revolution engineered by the state against the family, against parents, against parenting, against people who want to be responsible. And that's what gives rise to an absolute little monster like Nicola Sturgeon asserting that she is the chief mammy. Thanks for listening.